This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's do an outlook on what I expect we're going to have through the month of June, both for the bass fishing and the trout fishing in the mountain streams. On the bass fishing, the water temperatures has really warmed up quickly, and we're getting pretty good smallmouth fishing on the hard surface bugs. Now, you can improve your action on these surface bugs by selecting the one that'll give you a chance to produce the action you desire. In other words, all bugs aren't equal on fishing in the surface. Now, the shape of the bug's body and the cut of its face governs the action you can get out of it. For instance, on the chugger, I have that made with a fat body and a deeply cupped face. And when I rip that thing with my left hand, it'll throw water a country mile. There are plenty of places where the water against the undercut banks might be 4 and 5 feet deep, yet when you rip that thing and it comes to life, that chugger will really take a lot of those fish and bring them up out of that deep water. A customer was in the other day talking about doing this up in Maine. Charlie Waterman was gung-ho on that. But by using this chugger with this cupped face, you can really bring them up. Now, the other extreme of that I use in my smallmouth schools. The slider is made with a long, slim body, pointed nose, and I do the opposite extreme. I'm trying to produce a teasing action with this slider. There's one place that I do in my schools and smallmouth fishing that all the water is probably 3 feet deep, heavily shaded bank, cobblestone bottom, you know, just typical smallmouth water, and I get some of the beginners over there that can't cast very far, but I have them fish that slider back in there and just impart a very slow teasing action, and they catch bass after bass after bass. So you got the chugger, which is, makes a racket. The slider, built entirely differently, that will do a sort of a teasing action. Now, the overall bug that most of us use is that Shenandoah blue popper. Now, with a little practice, you can get some of the former action out of there like you do with the chugger. You can get a real teasing action. It's made with a uniform body with a very sharp upsloping face. So the Shenandoah blue popper really is very, very versatile, and you can get a lot with it. But just remember, this is really coming into the bug season, so take advantage of it. And if any time it's at all possible, try to fish these against the shaded banks. Okay, let's look at the trout. The trout streams are still in beautiful shape. Water temperature, I took it just a couple days ago, was running 61 degrees. There's some good surface fishing going on right now. Little yellow stonefly and the sulfurs are hatching, and both of those hatches will increase as the month goes on. There are plenty of terrestrials out there, so they're between the little yellow stoneflies and the sulfurs and the terrestrials out there, we've got good surface fishing right now. Now, I would definitely taper down to 6X on these. These 6-foot 6X leaders we built a couple years ago have really gone over big time, so that gives you a real delicate presentation. Now, I use a puddle cast or a lazy S cast in order to get a natural drift on these flies. I want my flies, especially the the mayflies and the stoneflies, I want those to drift just like a natural insect. And in order to do that, I'm going to use either the puddle cast or the lazy S cast, which gets you that natural drift. Now, with all of these insects on top of the water, there are many times if you come into, say, a relatively large mountain pool, you're going to see serval trout feeding on the surface. Now, get greedy. If you just use a normal technique, cast your dry out, hook the fish, bring him in, gently release him, all that, that guy spooked everybody in that pool. So even though you may have seen three or four trout rising in that pool, if you use the conventional tactics of hooking him, bringing him, releasing, he has spooked everybody in that pool. Now, several years ago, I started using what I call a pop strike. Pop strike, I'm coming into that same pool now. There are four trout out there rising. I cast my fly just as I would in a normal presentation. Try to get a natural drift. When he comes up and sucks that in, I instantly set the hook quickly with the left hand. And almost that very second, I've got him. I'm giving myself 99.9 on that because I know I just hooked that guy. But rather than bring him in and fight him and splash him and scare everybody else in that pool, I release the pressure on that guy. And I'm talking about my pop strike. I set the hook. I got him. I'm giving myself pressure. I release the pressure on it. And that guy swims away half time. He doesn't even know he's been hooked. Now, if you're using that pop strike, it's quite possible you could catch four fish out of that same pool out there that are feeding on the surface. So experiment with that and see how you feel about it. It's certainly, you know, sure you want to take a picture or two, but when in doing that landing, take a picture, release him, you just spooked everybody in the pool. But I don't use that anymore. I got plenty of pictures of fish. But with a pop strike where you release the pressure on that fish instantly, you're probably going to get a couple more fish out of that pool. These are some of the tactics I've been using on mountain streams. And like I say, it's the water temperature is good, and I feel sure it's going to stay pretty much in that water level for the rest of this month anyway. What we get next month, we'll just have to wait and see. But this is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you have any questions on any of this, ring me and we'll talk about it. We are signing people up for our bass schools right now. Only the first two are filled up. But we're doing lots of smallmouth schools all summer long. So ring us at the fly shop at Edinburgh and talk to Rhonda. Sign up for these bass schools. And I think you'll have a great time on them. Our phone number at the fly shop here in Edinburgh is 540-984-4212. Thank you very much for listening.